costs are being impacted. People are having to cut back on non-essentials, and people are having to cut back on essentials as well.
Those two interviews and more are ahead on this week's InfoTrack. Stay tuned. The show begins right after this.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Football season is heating up on Prize Picks. Now, you and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. So keep the season rolling by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Plus, the app for Prize Picks is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less in their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. Prize Picks is also available in 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Most importantly, they don't play about your money. All transactions on the app are fast, safe, and secure. Don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code SUNDAY and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code SUNDAY on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups just for playing, guaranteed. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
There seems to be an unprecedented amount of anger and even hatred in America today, much of it based in political beliefs. Judith Orloff, MD, is an assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at UCLA, an expert in the field of empathy, and now author of the book, The Genius of Empathy. Dr. Orloff, why do you see empathy as so important in lowering the temperature in our country today?
I believe that empathy is the missing piece in elevating our conversations. And so if you succumb to anger, hatred, or keep polarizing, it won't bring our country together. But listening with empathy is communicating to somebody you feel seen, you feel heard, you feel valued. And when you're able to communicate that to people, even when you don't agree with them, it gives a chance for the conversation to be at a much higher level.
Why do you think empathy has apparently become less common in recent years?
It's so sad, but true. Empathy has not become the first thing that people think about in terms of how to relate to each other. And that's why I wanted to write a book on empathy to shift thinking around, because I think we've had so many angry, polarizing role models. And unfortunately, people follow those. And if you have empathic leadership, empathic role models, somebody who's going to listen to the whole team and bring everything together and integrate in unity rather than breaking things apart, I think that's a change we desperately need in our country.
The old phrase, "I may not agree with you, but I will defend to the death your right to say it," seems to be no longer accepted by many Americans. To get back to civility, how can we convince 340 million people to get back to agreeing to disagree at times and still be friends?
You start one by one. And everyone listening to this broadcast, you could begin to practice this. And when you're with somebody that you don't agree with, what you can say to them is, "I hear what you're saying. Thank you for sharing it, and I'll give it some thought." That's all you say. But what you're giving to that person is, "I hear you. as opposed to you're wrong, how could you believe that, and making them more and more defensive by saying, I hear you, that can be a beginning.
In most workplaces, and even within some families, it seems that perhaps the most workable policy is to completely avoid topics that can easily spin into politics. Some people even minimize conversation, period. What are your thoughts about approaches like that?
Yes, it's a coping skill, but it stops people from loving each other, and it makes people numb to each other. And so I think it's important to learn how to communicate empathically in a way that feels comfortable for you and your spouse. Because if your spouse has views, let's say, that you disagree with, and they go on, you can let the spouse know that you hear them and that you value their point of view and that you're going to think about it, as opposed to just arguing. People get into endless arguments that really explode into much more incendiary situations, and you don't want to do that. You want to be the one to come from a more empathic place, and that will turn down the temperature on what your spouse is feeling. And so you don't want to maintain this high temperature and this nasty, violent rhetoric with somebody you love, because people make those that they love into the enemy, and that does not bode well for good relationships.
Speaking of relationships, there certainly is some value in having a sphere of friends where not everyone thinks the same.
Yes, absolutely. And I always encourage people to try and talk with somebody each day whose values are different than yours, so you can get used to hearing that and how people are so dramatically different in a lot of ways, and yet they could come together. You know, most of the time people stick with people who agree with them, and I think that's not helpful. We have to get used to embracing different ideas, but you have to want to do that. And if somebody is polarizing, if someone is hateful or bitter, you do not want to make it worse by getting into it with them. You want to just say, I hear you, and back out. All right? See, what they want is for you to get into this reactive mode, and then that will cause an explosion. And so you have to be smart enough and empathic enough not to get caught in that trap.
We're talking with psychiatrist Judith Orloff from UCLA, who is the author of the book, The Genius of Empathy. Dr. Orloff, is it best to approach a conversation about common ground before an argument breaks out? And how do you do that without unintentionally setting off an argument instead?
Yes. In the book, I teach people scripts that they can use for their relationships and various common problems that everybody has, so that you have an idea of what you want to say before you go into it. And that's really, really helpful, rather than thinking on your feet. And you have to find a script. I hear what you're saying. I value your opinion. Let me think about it. Let's try and work together on this to find a compromise, and have a very even tone of voice and have a nice look in your eyes, as opposed to what most people do is just get triggered. They get triggered, they get angry, they fight, and then it's all over. So empathy gives you a different option. And so you might want to write a script of what you want to say to your spouse. You know, let's say you disagree over something, and you want to write that down. You know, I disagree with you over this, but let's try and find a compromise, and keep yourself calm and centered. You know, don't go into a posture where the spouse might interpret it as you're going to attack them because you're so mad. That's not a solution. And so it requires retraining of what you believe is important, and the goodness in you and the part of you that loves your spouse or loves your children and wants to have a good conversation with them. You could come from that place instead.
We can plan all we want, but if someone does say something that sets you off, what should you do instead of lashing out? Walking away might work, but that doesn't seem very empathetic.
Well, it depends. If somebody's being abusive to you, it's never helpful to sit there and just take it. Being empathic doesn't mean that you're a doormat and that people can walk all over you. You can just agree to disagree and say, you know, I'm not comfortable with the tone of this conversation, but I do hear what you're saying, and I'm going to end the conversation now. And you can do that in a nice way. You see, with empathy, you master your tone of voice and you master your eye contact. And you're able to set a limit when people are abusing you. If someone is abusing you, you don't want to sit there and just take it because you're so sensitive and empathic. That isn't a wise thing to do. Sometimes empathy is about having self-empathy and saying, I deserve better than this. And so I think I'm just going to bow out here, but not bow out with anger or retaliation or vengeance, any of that, but just bow out quietly and get out of the situation. But you don't want to sit there and just take it. And if you're in a situation like a conference and somebody is intentionally abusive, you can always make an excuse to go to the restroom or go somewhere else so you can center yourself and develop a plan so you don't have to go back into that situation, sit somewhere else, or take care of yourself in some way.
Obviously, having empathy is a lot harder than it sounds. What final words of advice can you offer, especially in light of the bitterness and acrimony in much of America?
Yes, well, you be the agent of change. You know, it starts with the individual. You know what you believe in. Do you believe in love? Do you believe in getting along? Do you believe in empathy? Do you want us to get along? All of this. And so you have to believe in the power of that and not be dissuaded by, you know, all of the negative things that are happening, because the negativity can swallow you up and the anger can swallow you up. And I know some of my patients are just so depressed and so worried, as they should be. But it's important to stay close to your values, and you try and model a different way to be. This will be good for your children. This will be good for your teachers, teaching in every way. You be the role model no matter what's happening. And as a psychiatrist, I feel that I can give that to my patients and offer them a new model on how to be. And it has an extraordinary power to change things, the power of the individual. Never underestimate that, or your ability to learn empathy skills.
Judith Orloff, MD, Assistant Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at UCLA, an expert in the field of empathy, and author of the book, The Genius of Empathy. Thanks for being here.
You're very welcome.
Next, home utility bills are higher than ever.
That story, straight ahead.
There's more InfoTrack coming up. Stay tuned.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
You know that expression, put a little spring in your step? Well, whoever said it must have been talking about GlideStep hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because with GlideStep, you get a pillow-like soft landing, then an explosive takeoff. It makes walking feel effortless. So springy, it's almost like you're floating. And speaking of effortless, have you tried hands-free Skechers slip-ins technology? Just step in, and instantly your shoes are on. No bending down and no touching. Try GlideStep hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Football season is heating up on Prize Picks. Now, you and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. So keep the season rolling by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Plus, the app for Prize Picks is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less in their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. Prize Picks is also available in 40 plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Most importantly, they don't play about your money. All transactions on the app are fast, safe, and secure. Don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today, use code SUNDAY, and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code SUNDAY on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups just for playing, guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
This is InfoTrack, a balanced look at today's most important issues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
A majority of Americans are struggling to deal with rising energy costs, in some cases cutting essential items to pay their energy bills. Here with the story, InfoTrack's Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. Our guest is CNET Money editor Daisha Milden, and she's here to share the results of a recent CNET survey about rising home energy costs. Daisha, when we say energy costs, we're essentially talking about electricity prices, right?
In some cases, it can be electricity. In some cases, depending on the state, that can include electricity and gas. So when we're really starting to look at this, we're focusing on our energy costs. So thinking about what it takes to really power up your home.
How much have energy prices gone up?
We've seen just from CNET Money's latest findings that the top 10 states, the bills can really vary, starting from around $160 to even moving up to $202 per month, with the average being around $135. So we really got to look at it as, number one, it varies from state to state. But when we really drill down to it even more, it really depends on your household, how you're consuming energy. So for example, I fall on the lower end where I'm paying about $145, but I know my brother is paying close to $200. So it really varies.
In your survey, what percentage of Americans say their finances have been impacted by rising energy costs? And what are they having to cut back on to pay those energy bills?
U.S. adults, about 3 in 4 are taking action, but the majority of Americans are being impacted. What we're finding is that people are having to cut back on non-essentials, and that's a little under 40%. And even taking it a step further, people are having to cut back on essentials as well. What we want to keep in mind is that with non-essentials, that's anything that's, you know, just your everyday spending. But when we get into essentials, we're really thinking about cutting back on necessities in order to afford this bill. So that's 24% of Americans. It's really taking a toll either way. And what we're having to think more is that people are having to lean on payment plans, but they're also having to lean on credit cards, and even some are dipping into their savings to cover higher energy costs as they are now.
Okay, you mentioned payment plans to pay energy bills. Tell us a bit about those plans and who might qualify.
We recommend 3 plans. So there is your utility approved payment plan. That's going to be the one where you call up your energy provider and pretty much just see what option is available to you. They'll work with you to break out a more affordable plan based on a number of factors. Some can be based on your income, your area. It really depends. But what you'll also see is that there is the low income home energy assistance program that's more so based on your income altogether. So you're definitely going to want to check and see what options are available based on your energy provider. But then there's one that's called budget billing. And that's one of the ones that's more common and that we hear about a little bit more. Most utilities companies also offer this. They'll look at your average bill that you'll pay from month to month, work on a average amount that you'll pay, a set amount that you'll pay month to month, and then anything that you don't use will be credited to your next contract. Anything that you owe, you'll pretty much just pay that in the end. So the goal of these plans all together is to make sure that you have a more predictable amount that you can budget for and plan for, instead of, you know, being hit with a bill that could potentially be twice as high as what you're used to.
Our guest on InfoTrack is Daisha Milden. She's the money editor at CNET. And Daisha is here to talk about a recent survey that CNET conducted regarding home energy costs and their impact on consumers. Daisha, do you have any suggestions on how the average consumer can cut energy costs?
Yeah, number one is definitely going to be insulation. So we often think about insulation in the winter. The one thing that you'll want to do right now is just go through your windows and doors, just feel around and see if you feel any of that cooler air seeping out. Go to your hardware store, look for some insulation, see what's best for your home, and then take a few bucks. And then just, of course, seal that up and make sure you're keeping all that cool air inside. Another one that's often overlooked is checking your heat pump, checking your water heater, seeing is that temperature too high. If you're turning that water on right away and it's automatically scalding hot, you might just want to check and see if you can lower that temperature a little bit. That's another overlooked cost. The other thing that I'll mention here is look into some of those smart products. So we often think about a smart thermostat, but a smart light bulb and a smart plug can also be helpful. It programs your usage a little bit more. You can turn things off if you happen to leave them on. Little measures can be helpful, but if you're looking for some of those bigger projects, you might want to think about a home energy audit, where an energy expert will come out to your home. They'll walk you through step by step and show you what are some energy efficient upgrades that you can make rate that can really move the needle. And the good thing about a home energy audit is that it also qualifies the tax credit.
Dacia, you also found in your survey that many Americans are concerned with these home energy efficiency projects. Explain what those projects entail and the reasons that people have these concerns.
A lot of those projects, when we think about home energy efficiency projects, those are heat pumps, solar panels, smart thermostats, the Energy Star appliances that we're seeing a lot more of, right? So those are some of the newer projects or newer in the past decade or so that people are getting a little bit more familiar with. 32% worry about the cost of energy efficiency projects, and then 29% question if making changes will actually save them money. Most of these changes we have to think about are not things that we can simply go out and buy. They take planning and they do take some financial planning. But one thing that I'll encourage people to do is, number one, make sure you're looking into that home energy audit. That'll actually tell you if getting that Energy Star appliance is actually going to make a difference for you. And they'll also walk you through options that make sense for your home. But more importantly, look into rebates and tax credits. If the number one concern is the cost, rebates and tax credits can definitely help with that.
Was there anything surprising in your survey of American consumers and energy costs?
I think the one surprising thing is just that we're seeing that there is that hesitancy there around energy efficient projects. And going back to that, I think the biggest thing is definitely making sure that we're all knowing exactly what these projects are, how much they cost, how they work. Even when we think about an electric vehicle, for example, that's a lot different in terms of your day-to-day when you think about just putting gas in your gas-powered car. So just really the education around it is one thing that we want to make sure that we are giving people the right information, but more so on the financial end, it is really surprising that people are paying this much for energy bills every single month. So that's where it goes back to budgeting, making sure that you're looking at that bill, understanding how to read your energy bill is a really big one. If you're not sure, calling your energy provider, asking those questions, just so you have an understanding of where you can cut back.
Dacia Milden, money editor at CNET, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
Football season is heating up on Prize Picks. Now, you and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. So keep the season rolling by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Plus, the app for Prize Picks is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. Prize Picks is also available in 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Most importantly, they don't play about your money. All transactions on the app are fast, safe, and secure. Don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today, use code SUNDAY, and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code SUNDAY on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups just for playing, guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Our nation's security and business growth are facing significant challenges due to lagging STEM education and training. InfoTrack reporter Gina Tedesco has the details. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us is Dr. David Kanani, a longtime STEM education advocate who has held several high-profile positions in college and technology institute settings. He's sounding the alarm about a recent National Science Foundation report on the state of STEM education in this country. Dr. Kanani, the Science Foundation report focuses on pre-K through 12th grade education. What is perhaps the most concerning finding about test scores from your perspective?
Actually, the report which is most alarming is the report that Pentagon presented to Congress in February of 2021. And the report was called Industrial Capability of the United States. That report emphasized that our STEM education for the past several decades in the United States has been neglected. And if we do not do something about our STEM education, we will end up with a permanent national security. So the report says that China graduates 800% more STEM-related students from their college and universities. Russia graduates 400% more than us. And they also say that they have done some evaluation of the market. And in 2031, meaning 10 years from the time that they presented the report to Congress, that there will be a need for 1 million STEM-related jobs in the market that our college and university are not producing. So we really have a lack of STEM education in our high schools and in our college and universities, and we need to do something about it in order to catch up.
We know that approximately 37 million workers in the United States are employed in STEM positions. Quite a few of them are foreigners, and I'm sure you see this as a national security concern?
That is correct. Absolutely.
Now, you've been working to implement improvements in several ways. Let's take those one at a time. First, teacher training programs. Tell us just a little bit, perhaps one example, of how your program enhances teacher education.
Yes. Our STEM teacher training and professional development and our STEM curriculum both are certified by New York Academy of Sciences. They required us, when we prepared that, to adhere to 26 framework of NGSS, okay, Next Generation Science and Standards. And we have done so. So our STEM teacher training and professional development is a truly a STEM program. It is not just professional development courses. It is STEM. So whatever we have in our curriculum that we are presenting to the high school student, we have incorporated in our STEM teacher training and professional development, and we teach them and we guide them and we educate them in order to become familiar with the different aspects of the curriculum that we have, in order for them to be able to teach STEM-related courses and the STEM curriculum that we have prepared.
And I know another program seeks to equip teachers with effective tools. Doctor, are we literally talking about hardware like computers or other equipment?
We start about how computers work. What are the different components of a computer? What is software and what is hardware? What is the operating system? What is the application program in the computer? How software and hardware interact? This is the curriculum that we have for the students, and the teacher are aware of that. We have prepared also an instructor manual for our curriculum so that the teachers who teach that course, they have the instructor manual and they know how to teach. The lesson plans have been prepared for them in order for them to be able to teach the course. Students that are taking our curriculum, they are high school students. So this course that we have, the curriculum, is for the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade high school students. There are ample examples and exercises. The STEM curriculum needs to be project-based learning.
Dr. David Kanani, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us.
Thank you.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. For more information about this or past shows and guests, visit us online at InfoTrackRadio.com. InfoTrack's executive producer is...
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. May wonder how I can promise you now this love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh baby, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men said sit and talk about the weather as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. They say time takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. But honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. Well, it's easy to see, it's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, but just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
Muskie 101.
I've been thinking about you all day, baby, waiting on that sun to go down. Would you say I pick you up after work? Slide over, we slip out to the outskirts of town. I got a blanket and a fifth of comfort, a little something to knock off the edge. It's supposed to get a little cool tonight. Looks like I'm gonna have to hold you tight. About a mile off Old Mill Road, that spot nobody knows. We park the truck and we take off running. Hurry up, girl, I hear it coming. Got a moon and a billion stars, the sound of steel and old boxcars. The thought of you's driving me insane. Come on, baby, let's go listen to the night train. Yeah, I hope it's gonna be a long one, and if we're lucky it's moving slow. Wouldn't mind if it lasted all night, lying next to you on that hillside. Let's go. About a mile off Old Mill Road, that spot nobody knows. We park the truck and we take off running. Hurry up, girl, I hear it coming. Got a moon and a billion stars, the sound of steel and old boxcars. The thought of you's driving me insane. Come on, baby, let's go listen to the night train.
take off running. Hurry up, girl, I hear it coming. Got a moon and a billion stars, a sound of steel and old boxcars. The thought of you's driving me insane. Come on, baby, let's go listen to the night train. Let's go listen to the night train.
Raced off Route Three, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know life at both ends, that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much, in my shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out in the middle of the night, throw rocks at her bedroom window. We'd turn out the headlights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. I got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven. Sinners and believers learn that happiness on earth ain't just for high.
listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
Well, this kitchen used to be a dance hall. Music on and the lights off, just you and I. Used to be perfume on your pillow, new day through the window, bringing out the blue in your eyes. Used to be four boots by the front door, but two ain't there anymore. And now it's just four empty walls where I'll lay my head and get no rest at all. The porch swing don't swing, the doorbell don't ring, and now it's just wood on concrete and numbers on a mailbox on used to be street. I guess you were right, I should have left when you did. The house you made a home is now just a house again.
Muskie 101. Muskie 101.
I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. About a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'll put it in high gear now. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home. She's crazy about a Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now. Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go.
Say love is more precious than gold and can't be bought and it can't be sold. I got love enough to spare that makes me a millionaire. I got I'm
no other station I've ever listened to. It's great.
Nobody plays more country.
Muskie 101.
Inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank with all my friends, a big old rope tied to a limb. And you're a big old wuss if you don't jump in the water. Yeah, when that summer sun starts to beat down, you don't know what to do. Grab your swimming trunks, ice up that old igloo, and drive until the map turns blue. Daytona Beach on spring break, 18 girls up on stage, white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. Let her go, boys. This time of year is a pair of shades, an ice cold beer, and a place to sit somewhere near water.
One FM, Muskie 101.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep taking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my eight. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smiled, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home with mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home with mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
When I was three, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Oh, stand up. A bucket of rust or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
One FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see him for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home.